Now joined with head coach of the Salmon Arm Silverbacks, Tyler Shattuck. We'll just start things off with obviously just maybe addressing the Ryan Gillespie injury. Obviously a scary incident that we all saw, but obviously going to be great to see him back in the lineup here. How difficult was it just to keep the team focused and during that break, and how great is it just to have him back here in the lineup and he was able to travel home with the team?
Yeah, it's a scary moment. I think it's one of those ones, extra precautions are always taken when it's to do with the neck. So we didn't really know what was happening, I guess, at the time. But once we heard that he got to the hospital and got checked out and he was able to come home with it, I think everybody was pretty excited. So good news for him, his family, our team. Good news all around to see him back at practice and ready to go here today.
And speaking of that game, obviously a big 4-2 victory for your group, your second straight, 5 out of the last 6. What did you like about the performance on Saturday evening?
I really liked our initiative to start the game. We were ready to play. It seemed like right from the start, there was no passive nature to our game. We're on top of it. We're doing all the things that we've kind of been talking about. So like we talked about before, I thought we've been playing some pretty good hockey. It was also nice for us to finally play a solid game on the road, which we haven't done a ton of this year, so it's a good sign for us. It's obviously a good confidence booster for our group that we can win games, hard games on the road too. They've only lost 4 games, obviously, in their building all year. So I think that was a really good thing for our group as a whole, just to see that it works on the road as well as at home.
And Matthew Tuttle was named the February Player of the Month for your group today. Obviously, quite a few great performances over the month led to your team to a 5-2-1 record in the month of February. What can you say about Tuttle's play as of late and just as a group, how hard it was to pick, especially with so many great performances?
Yeah, I think it kind of just came down. I mean, the amount of workload that's kind of been put on him, combined with some other things that have gone on. I think his steady influence back there and giving us a chance to win on a nightly basis. I think you can see in our group, it's kind of built a confidence around our defensive structure and our defensive core here that if we do play hard in front of Tovs, he's going to give us a good chance to win. And then when those mistakes do happen, he's also going to probably make up for the majority of them as well. So I think just on a whole, just the confidence he puts into our team, and especially our back end, is the most impressive part from him. And then obviously playing all those games is also very impressive as well.
And we talked about Hayden Stavroff last week. He had another 2 goals and an assist on Saturday against Cranbrook. What do you think has changed so much about his game? Obviously, maybe just a bit of the confidence factor coming into the second half of the season, but what else has gone into such his strong play recently?
Yeah, it's hard to put your finger on it, but he's just a guy that's kind of came with a really good attitude to the rink every single day. There's a point in the year, I mean, to start the year, he didn't play the first 3 games of the year. He got scratched the second to last game before Christmas break, and then ever since that, he's taken it upon himself and taken the initiative just to not come back out. So those are the steps we look for all our guys to take. He's obviously taken it a little bit sooner than other guys, but I do think that has a little bit to do about his, I guess, mental capacity to deal with adversity, kind of go through it with a good attitude, and he's come out the other end of it playing some pretty good hockey here. So he's a good example as well for our younger guys to do the same thing.
And last question for you, your 5th and final meeting on the season with the Smoke Eaters. You guys have split the first 4 games. What's the key to success tonight?
Yeah, continue to be what we have been here lately. I think they're a team that can play offense and can get up and go and play in transition. So no different. We're looking to take those opportunities away and capitalize on them on the other side of things. So as long as we stick to what we've been doing, what we've been preaching here, and what the guys have obviously bought into, I think we'll be good.
Awesome. Thanks for your time and good luck tonight.
Thank you.
Now joined with Tim Fragel, the head coach of the Trail Smoke Eaters. Tim, you guys coming off the 3-1 loss to the Vernon Vipers. You guys outshot them 35-22. Overall, what are your takeaways from the performance?
You know what? We had a good game. Honestly, we grinded that one. We had our shot attempts just close to 80. So there were some things we can clean up, but we felt like, you know, we had a solid game. We just didn't finish on our chances.
And one player of note, you guys, has been phenomenal the entire year and in this stretch, 7-point streak for Brady Hunter. He's been phenomenal as of late. What is it that goes into his game that makes him so special, and especially over this run?
Yeah, he's a little bit of a buzzsaw out there. He just doesn't stop, just keeps going. Honestly, with the amount of injuries we've had in the last month, he's had elevated minutes as well. So he's really relished with a few more minutes. And honestly, he's getting the tough matchups every night. And kudos to him. He's been battling hard against good defensemen in our division.
And you just briefly touched on the injuries. Your team's obviously going through the injury bug right now. A couple APs in the lineup. How hard is it for the group just to galvanize and come together and deal with those injuries on the fly, and especially in this playoff push?
Yeah, it's been a grind, I'm not going to lie. Even since Christmas, we've been scratching and clawing. And, you know, from our standpoint, we had a tough year last year with some injuries. And then this year, it's been a tough couple seasons for us. And myself, I was talking to our owner, a little bit become numb to it. It's just like, what surprise do you have today? And you just focus on who you can grab and play and try and win the game. And that's been our coaching staff mentality. And I got to be honest, our guys have been scratching and clawing. They've been giving good efforts. If you see, we've been in most games, and I would say a tough opponent. Yeah, we haven't been winning as much as we want, but I also think people see what we've been dealing with.
And a little bit before, we talked about the schedule, and after tonight's game, you guys have a 4-game homestand, so maybe a chance to build some momentum heading into the postseason. How exciting is that for your group to have that to look forward for the next four games?
Yeah, we've been on the road a lot too, so with the injuries and a lot of road, that's been a challenge. We're hopeful that we can get a couple bodies back as well this weekend. We're crossing our fingers. And if you can get two or three forwards back, that sure helps. I mean, tonight with us, having a bunch of APs in, we know that's going to be a challenge for us. But, it's also a good opportunity for them.
And last question for you. It's your fifth and final meeting on the season with the Silverbacks. You guys have split the first four games. What's the key to success tonight?
Yeah, it's been a bit of a homer series so far. So I like the way we played here last game. We played almost a good 40 minutes, and Salmon scored two quick goals. Went at the end of second, beginning of the third, and then I felt like that was a game. So we got to draw on playing, shift after shift, trying to play 60 minutes. But, not getting ahead of ourselves if we get a good start, and not getting too down if we don't. Like, just trying to be mentally tough and playing with that shift after shift mentality.
Awesome. Thanks for your time, and good luck tonight.
No problem. Thanks.